Okay, a few weeks ago, I shared with you a Bible passage.
几个星期前，我分享了一段经文。
And it's Psalm 107, chapter 107, verses 23-31.
那段经文就是诗篇107篇23节到31节。
And the name Yahweh appears three times in this passage.
在这段经文里，亚伟的名字一共出现了三次。
And I've highlighted the word, the name Yahweh in red in this passage.
我特别用红色来强调亚伟的名字。
Starting from verse 23, some went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of Yahweh, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves.
诗篇107篇23节，在海上坐船，在大水中静立事物的，他们看见亚伟的作为，并他在圣水中的奇事。因他一吩咐，狂风就起来，海中的波浪也扬起。
Verse 26, they mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In the peril, their courage melted away.They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to Yahweh in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress.
26节，他们上到天空，下到海底，他们的心因患难变笑话，他们摇摇晃晃。动倒戏外，好像醉酒的人，他们的智慧无法可视。于是他们在苦难中哀求亚伟，他从他们的祸患中领出他们来。
Verse 29, he stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm.And he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to Yahweh for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind.
29节，他使狂风止息，波浪就平静，风息浪静，他们便欢喜，他就引他们到所愿去的海口。但愿人因亚伟的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他。
It's a very wonderful story.
这是一个很奇妙的故事。
So some merchants were traveling on a ship.
有一批商人，他们就坐在船上。
They saw the wonderful deeds of Yahweh.
他们就看到亚伟奇妙的作为。
Yahweh spoke.And that created a mighty storm with waves that reached up to the heavens.
当亚伟一开口吩咐，那么狂风就起来了，波浪也跟着起来。
And the people lost their courage and they staggered left and right like drunkards.
众人就惊魂丧胆，他们东倒西歪，像醉酒的人一般。
They cried out to Yahweh.And then he calmed the storm.
他们恳求亚伟，他就使海浪平静下来。
And Yahweh guided them to safe harbor.
并且他带领他们到平安的港口。
And everyone rejoiced and gave thanks to Yahweh.
他们每一个人都大大的欢喜，称赞亚伟。
They saw his wonderful love and great deeds for mankind, for humankind.
当他们看到亚伟的慈爱和他向人类所行的奇事。
You know, I used to be puzzled by this passage.
这段经文曾经使我困惑不解。
And in a sense, I am still puzzled in a positive sense.
一直到现在我还是有点困惑，不过是正面的一种困惑。
Yahweh God was the one who calmed the storm, but apparently he was the one who created the storm in the first place, or at least tolerated the storm.
神使风浪平静下来，但也是他使狂风刮起来，最少他准许狂风刮起来。
And the storm was created not by the arm of God, not by the hand of God, but by the word of God, as we see here in verse 25.
在这段经文的二十五节，我们看到，并不是亚伟的手使狂风刮起，而是亚伟的话语使狂风大作。
God's word is so powerful and potent that there are consequences when he speaks.
我们可以看到神的话语是大有能力的，所以每当他一说话的时候，就会带来有后果。
And in life, we encounter personal storms and tempests.
在我们的生命中，我们也面对个人的风暴。
So upheavals can even happen on the political level, just like Brexit in Britain, right?
比如说在政治方面，英国决定离开欧盟。
But some storms are related to the proclamation of God's word, the potent and powerful word of God.
但是有一些风暴却是与亚伟大有能力的话语是有关的。
In the past few years, our churches worldwide went through a tempest, a storm, upheaval because of the word of God.
在过去几年，我们各地的教会都经历了一个又一个的风暴，就是因为神的话语而引起的。
There was no problem of God's word, the problem was with us.
问题不是在于神的话语，而是在于我们。
That is because we were believing in traditions, for example, in the doctrine of the Trinity, which you cannot find in the Bible at all.
因为以前我们相信那种教会的传统，三位一体论的教义，而这种教义在圣经里是找不到的。
And some Trinitarian scholars or theologians admit that the doctrine of the Trinity is not found in the Bible.
有些三位一体论的学者和神学家都承认在圣经里是找不到三位一体论。
And you can look up, for example, the four-volume theological dictionary by Colin Brown. They'll tell you very explicitly that the doctrine of the Trinity is not found in the Bible.
你们可以去查阅 Colin Brown 的四册的圣经词典，他就会清楚地告诉你，在圣经里是找不到三位一体论这个教义的。
But one day, we were confronted with the truth that we read very clearly in the Bible.
有一天，圣经就是与我们面对面的对峙了。
So we were faced with a choice, the choice between...The word of God on the one hand, and human tradition on the other hand.
我们就要面对一个抉择，一边就是神的话语，另一边就是人的传统。
And human tradition is very elegant. It has a very hallowed past.
人的传统呢，听起来是很优美的，但却是很空洞的。
And it is always a struggle to turn away from human tradition and to go to the Word of God.
要转离人的传统而回归神的话语呢，总是很困难的。
But God's Word is the way of truth.
但是神的话语却是真理的道路。
So if we are faithful to God's Word, God will guide us to safe harbor.
所以如果我们若是忠于神的话语，神就会带领我们来到平安的港口。
So in the coming years, God's word will be our haven, our harbor. And in this, I greatly rejoice.
在未来的数年中，神的话语将会是我们的平安的港口，而我为了这件事而就很欢喜，大大的欢喜。
So I really hope that you feel excited as much as I do in the coming years.
我希望你们每一个人都像我一般的那么兴奋。
Because we can start on a new adventure going on a ship towards safe haven, safe harbor.
因为我们将会坐船走去一个平安的港口。
Okay, so I'm going to go to a story which is very illustrative of what I will say in the next half an hour or so.
现在我要讲一个故事，因为这个故事最能贴切地描写我所要讲的话。
Now the Bible passage that we just read reminded me of a very remarkable story that took place in Johannesburg, South Africa.
刚才我们所看的那段经文就使我想起了在南非的约翰尼斯堡所发生的一件很重要的事情。
In November 1997, soon after the death of Princess Diana, Sylvia and I went to Johannesburg, South Africa for 15 days.
在1997年的11月,就是在戴安娜王妃去世后不久,我太太慧贤和我就去南非的约翰尼斯堡去那里游览。
You know, when we arrived at Johannesburg Airport and then we were going through immigration, I was struck by some signs that warned people about crime in downtown Johannesburg.
当我们的飞机着陆后，那么我们经过那个入境处，我看到一些标志说明就是在约翰尼斯堡市中心的罪案，给我们这些游客的一些警告，就使得我很惊愕。
Now, South Africa is a very beautiful country, has many great places, but downtown Johannesburg has a very high crime rate.
南非是一个很美丽的地方，有很多很美的风景的地方，但是在约翰尼斯堡的市中心，罪案却是很严重的。
And the thing is that we were going to stay at a hotel called the Springbok Hotel in downtown Johannesburg.
而我们就是要住在 Springbok Hotel, 正正是在约翰尼斯堡的市中心。
And true to the warning that we saw at the airport, there was at least one reported murder every day within five streets of our hotel. I mean, there could be more. I just saw a newspaper, you know, every day.
正如那个警告 所警告我们的，在那个酒店的附近，距离那个酒店不到五条街的左右，每天最少有一宗谋杀案。
And one day in the afternoon, the two of us decided to go for a walk.
有一天下午，我们决定要出外走走。
The hotel owner told us to stop.
酒店的老板就告诉我们，哎，慢一点，停下来，停下来。
He says, you've got a watch and you've got a ring. Remove the ring and the watch and give them to me.
他说你有一个手表，你有一个戒指，把那些脱下来交给我。
I'll take care of them for you. If you take them out, you could be killed.
他说我为你保管这些，如果你带着这些东西出去，你就可能会被谋杀。
I had struggled to remove my ring because I had gained weight over the years.
我要把那个戒指脱上来就很困难了，因为我胖了。
And then he looked and he saw something in my pocket.
那么他又看到我的口袋里有点东西。
He said, give me whatever's in your pocket.
他又对我说，在你口袋里的什么东西都交给我保管吧。
So I pulled out my wallet and my passport.
我就把我的皮包和我的护照都交给他。
And so he said, that I'll take care of them for you. And indeed, he gave them back to us. He was very honest.
他就为我们保管。他是真的一个很诚实的人。后来他就把这些全部还给我们。
And on a different afternoon, I was mugged for the first time and the only time in my life.
在另外一天呢，我就被抢劫了。那就是我一生中第一次，也是唯一的一次，我被人抢劫。
A muscular guy came up to me, grabbed my belt, and lifted me up, I mean really high, and he was so strong that he was able to shake me up in the air. I mean you have to be very strong with, you know, biceps and all that.
那么有一个大汉，他就来到我的面前，一把抓住我的皮带，把我整个人就提起来，而且把我摇了几下。
It happened so fast that I didn't even have time to be scared. I don't know what was happening.
因为一切都发生得太快了，我根本没有时间害怕。我也不知道发生了什么事情。
And then he was so skillful that when he put me down on the ground, in the process, he emptied my pockets.
而且他的动作很快，当他把我放下来的时候，他把我的口袋一扫而空。
But I was ready for it. I put some things in my pocket.
但是我已经准备好了，我放了一些东西在我的口袋里。
I lost 100,000, but 100,000 old Turkish liras.
我丢掉了100,000块，不过是土耳其币。
At that time, worth 60 American cents.
大概只是相当于6毛美元。
Because we had been to Turkey, so 100,000, no.
那因为之前我们在土耳其，土耳其的钱币数量是不是很大了？
You know,
要几十万块了。
Over here is 30 pence to go to the washroom, right? But in Turkey at that time was 25,000.
在这里啊，上一次洗手间是30p, 对不对？但是在土耳其就要25,000块土耳其币。
But that's not my main story. That's just the background to the story.
但这不是那个主要的故事，只是故事的背景。
My story centers on a church in downtown Johannesburg called Central Community Fellowship.
我的故事的中心是在约翰尼斯堡市中心的一个教会，叫做中央社区团契。
So we visited this church for the 10:30 a.m. morning service.
我们参加这个教会的10:30的崇拜聚会。
And there we had come to know a very nice black sister called Martha Mikowa.
在那里我们认识了一个很好的黑人的姊妹，她的名字叫做 Martha Mikowa.
Mikowa, that's right. Now, we also came to know a very nice Indian couple called Dennis and Violet Naidu.
我们也认识了一对很友好的印度人的夫妇，他们的名字就是 Dennis 和 Violet Naidu.
And they had two boys with them.
他们有2个男孩。
And they showed us very warm Christian hospitality.
他给我们很热情的基督徒的弟兄姊妹的款待。
My deep regret is that I did not take a picture of them. At that time, we didn't have digital cameras.
我最遗憾的就是没有啊，为他们拍一张照片，因为那时候还没有那个数码照相机。
So Dennis and Violet invited us, the two of us, to their place for Indian curry. Nice.
他们就邀请我们去他们的家里吃那个咖喱餐。
Now they lived at an apartment at the address 70 Plain Street.
他们住在一个公寓里，地址就是 Plain 街70号。
And this apartment was just opposite the office of Nelson Mandela at that time.
那个公寓大厦就是在曼德拉的办公室的对面。
Now, before lunch, Dennis told me of a remarkable story that had taken place 3 years earlier in 1994.
在午餐前 ，Dennis 就告诉我一个很重要的故事，发生在3年前，1994年。
One day, Dennis heard God's voice telling him to take his whole family out of the apartment for the whole weekend, and God gave no explanation for that instruction.
有一天 ，Dennis 听到神的声音，吩咐他要把他整个家庭都带走，在那个周末要离开他们的公寓，而神没有给他任何解释。
But Dennis obeyed God and told his whole family that they will be going to Durban for the weekend.
但 Dennis 很顺服神，他就告诉他的妻子说：“啊，这个周末他们要去 Durban。”
Now, right in front of his wife, Dennis told me that his wife Violet thought he was crazy.
Dennis 说，当时他的妻子啊，以为他发神经。
Violet kept quiet.
而当时 Violet 就沉默，没有出声。
According to Google Maps, as we can see from the map, Durban is 568 kilometers from Johannesburg.
这里就是 Google 的地图，你们可以看到德本距离约翰尼斯堡有568公里。
And then on the Sunday when they were away from Johannesburg, on that Sunday something happened at 10:10 a.m.
当他们离开了约翰尼斯堡，他们在德本的那个周日早上10:10的时候，有一件事情发生了。
And there was a bomb that exploded and ripped apart the entire garage exit.
有一颗炸弹爆炸了，把整个车库的出口处啊，全部都破坏了。
That is the exact time they would leave the main garage parking door to go to church at 10:30 a.m.
十点十分正是他们通常要离开公寓去参加十点半的教会聚会的时间。
So we can see God's word can speak to us. If we are sensitive to God's word, God's word can protect us from being killed by a bomb.
所以我们看到如果我们乐意被神带领的话那么神就会指示我们来带领我们可以避免一次灾难
Now I believe his story for three reasons
我很相信 Dennis 的故事有三个原因
Firstly, I have personally heard the voice of God before
因为第一我自己也亲自听过神的声音
Secondly,Dennis was telling me the story in the presence of his wife and two boys, but two boys were not really paying much attention. Yeah.
第二就是Dennis 是当着他的太太和两个儿子面前来讲这个故事的。
And he was speaking in a very somber tone.
他是用一种很严肃的声调来说的。
Now, thirdly, he also told me something else.
而且第三，他又告诉了我另外一个故事。
He actually had three sons, not two sons. He told me at the same time that his elder son was shot dead by a bullet to the head.
同时他就告诉我，他本来有三个儿子，不是两个儿子。他的大儿子被人用枪射中他的头部，死去了。
You know, he is speaking in a quiet tone of grief.
他就用一种很悲伤的语调来告诉我这个故事。
Now you can not imagine someone who just shared about his son being killed by a bullet that he will all of a sudden lie through his teeth, right?
你想一个人刚刚就是说到他儿子被杀死的这么悲惨的事情，他不会下一分钟又来满口胡言的撒谎。
So if you look at the progression of their story, there was a dark and tragic history or past, followed by God's protection.
当我们看这个故事的过程，我们可以看到，首先是一个黑暗悲剧的事件，然后跟着就是有神的慈爱。
So they had experienced the loss of the eldest son who was killed by a bullet in the head.
他们失去了大儿子，他被一颗子弹就杀死了他。
But later on, they went through the remarkable experience of God telling them to flee to safety.
但是跟着他们又经历了神的吩咐，告诉他们要离开约翰尼斯堡来避免那一次的灾祸。
Just like the word of God came to Joseph and they took the family, including Jesus, to Egypt.
就像神告诉约瑟要带着耶稣和整个家庭就离开逃走。
And I really don't understand why these things happen. That perhaps there's no answer in this life.
我实在不明白为什么有这些事情发生，可能在一生当中也不能明白。
And it causes me to think about the situation of the universal church.
这一点也使我想起整个教会的情况。
In the first 100 years of the church, Christians believe in one true God, namely the Father.
在教会的头100年，当时教会崇拜唯一的真神亚伟。
And that belief is in conformity with 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, where Paul says that there is only one God, namely the Father.
而那种信仰是完全符合保罗在哥林多前书第八章第六节所说的。保罗说，只有一位神，就是父。
And then, from that point on, in a gradual process, a lot of people in the church started believing in three persons who are fully God.
但是从那个时候开始跟着下来就慢慢的在教会里有人相信一位神但有三个位格每一个位格都是完全的神
Now to be accurate, they started believing in two fully divine persons
跟 更准确的，刚刚开始呢，他们就是相信有两个位格。
In the year 325, in the month of June, there was an official proclamation of two persons who are fully God.
公元325年6月，正式的宣布说，一位神有两个位格。
So at the Council of Nicaea in the year 325, which was convened by Emperor Constantine, they declare that God the Father and Jesus Christ are fully God.
公元325年的尼西亚，由康斯坦丁大帝所主持的那个会议上，他们就正式宣布了有父神，还有主耶稣基督都是神。
They were not sure if the Holy Spirit was a separate divine person.
当时他们不能肯定圣灵是否是神的另外一个位格。
A few decades later, in the year 381, then there was the official proclamation of Trinitarianism, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
那么就几十年后，到了381年，他们就正式的宣布了神的三个位格。就是父神、子神和圣灵神。
So it went all the way up to now, basically, because it was the official doctrine, so it continued to this day.
因为那是教会法定的教义，就一直延续到今天。
But throughout history, there have been many people who reject the doctrine of the Trinity because it's not found in the Bible.
但是在历史的过程中，不断有人反对三位一体论的教义，只因为这个教义在圣经里是找不到的。
And there has been a lot of suppression of the truth by the church in the past 1,700 years.
在过去1,700多年来，教会都一直用不同的办法来把这种言论压制下来。
When I was a college student, I used to go to Christian bookstore to look for books.
当我还在大学读书的时候，我常常去基督徒的书局来看书。
Now, they would stock Christian books. They would stock anti-Christian books.
当然，在书局里面就有基督教的书，也有反对基督教的书。
They would stock books by Bertrand Russell, who was an atheist, and attacked Christianity.
他们甚至有哲学家罗素的书，他是著名的反对基督教的一位哲学家。
But they would never ever stock any book that speaks against the Trinity.
但是他们从来不会，永远不会有什么反对三位一体论的书。
Somehow they are afraid of the books which go against Trinitarianism.
看来他们似乎很害怕反对三位一体论的书。
In many churches in Canada at least, they will never allow the people to read any book that questions the Trinity. They're afraid of those books.
在加拿大的教会总是不准许不想弟兄姊妹们看那些反对三位一体论的书。
Now, so when I look backAt church history, sometimes I wonder why there was such period of blindness to God's word. I'm wondering why, for a long time, the church did not see the truth of the Bible in regard to Trinity.
当我回看历史的过程的时候，我就觉得为什么有那么长的一段时间，教会总是看不到真理，好像他们似乎是瞎眼，看不到真理一般。
And so there was a suppression of the truth.
因为有压制真理的事情。
And also a problem was that most people could not read for the first 1,000 years.
另外一个原因也是因为在头一千年呢，很多人都是文盲，不能读书的。
So in a sense, we cannot blame everyone because a lot of people were illiterate in the first 1,000 years of church history.
我们也不可以过分的责备他们，因为当时大部分的人都是文盲，他们根本看不懂的。
In the time of the New Testament, the literacy rate of the people in church was probably only about 5% according to studies.
因为根据研究，他们说在新约的时代，识字率大概只有5%左右。
If you can write your name, sometimes people will consider you to be literate.You just write your name.
有时候只要能够写你的名字，那么你就被认为是识字了。
By the standards of those days, every one of you is very literate and educated.
根据当时的标准来说，你们这里每一个人呢，都被认为是很有学问。
And there was another problem in the early churches that there were not many copies of the Bible.
而且另外一个问题就是在早期的教会，只有很少很少人有圣经。
Even the pastors or the bishops, most of them did not have a copy of the Bible. Why? Because there was no printing press, so the Bible has to be copied by hand.
即使当时的那些牧师啊，他们也没有圣经。因为当时的圣经都是用手抄写的。
And then when Emperor Constantine wanted more Bibles to be created for the whole empire, there were only 50 copies created by the command.
那么后来当康斯坦丁大帝决定要在他的王国里面，他想有多一点的圣经，他也只能下令做50本圣经。
You know, my iPad has about 25 different versions of the Bible.
就是今天我的 iPad 里面大概就有25种不同的圣经版本。
So it's very easy for us to take for granted the Word of God because it's so accessible to us, it's so freely available.
今天我们就很容易把这一切都当作是理所当然的，因为圣经就是太容易得到了。
But now there is a glorious new phase in church history.
但是呢，现在呢，又到了教会一个荣耀的新的阶段。
Starting from the past 10 years or 15 years, we've entered into a new positive phase of church history.
就是在过去大概10到15年之间，我们进入了教会历史的一个荣耀的阶段。
And because of the rise of technology, the Word of God has been set free, and everyone can read the Word of God for themselves.
就是因为技术的发展，神的话语似乎也得到自由的，每一个人都可以很容易的阅读神的话语。
All around the world, the Western world, actually Christian bookstores are shrinking in size.
在世界各个不同的地方，基督教的书局也在慢慢的缩小。
The big Christian bookstore that I used to go to when I was a student is now a very small shop with some old books and some souvenirs.
以前我常常去的一家基督徒的书局，现在呢就只是一个普通的小店，卖一些纪念品、小玩意等等。
Now we can order books from Amazon or some other companies online and There is no restriction on doctrine.
今天我们可以在网站上 Amazon 来订购书籍，没有任何的压制。
Anyone can write a book explaining the biblical truth and have it published to the world.
每一个人都可以把圣经的真理写下来，而且可以出版，把真理向世界宣扬。
And at least in the Western world,There's a new openness to God's word.
最少在西方国家，对神的话语有一种新的开放的态度。
More and more people are turning away from Trinitarianism because it's not taught in the Bible.
越来越多的人都离弃了三位一体论，因为根本在圣经里是没有教导这一点的。
Now the doctrine of Trinity was basically introduced by the Western Church under Greek influence.
三位一体论主要就是由那教会受了希腊哲学的影响而弄出这个三位一体论出来的。
And the Greeks were very quick to deify different people. Let's say the Romans deified the emperor. The emperor became God.
希腊人喜欢把某一些人神化，比如说他们就把罗马皇帝神化了。
So it is only right.That the Western world will lead the way to reverse the error that they had introduced in the first place.
所以西方的教会应该起带头作用，把他们以前的错误矫正过来。
And I hope the trend that we see now in the Western world will extend to Asia.
我希望 目前我们在西方国家所看到的这种趋势可以一直延伸到亚洲。
And then more and more scholarly works which are challenging the truth of Trinitarianism.
而且有越来越多的著作向三位一体论挑战。
So one trend that we see now is the proliferation of books which explain biblical monotheism in contrast to Trinitarianism.
现在我们所看到的趋势之一就是有越来越多的著作可以很自由地宣扬一神论向三位一体论挑战。
So we've been doing our part in this vast movement.
在这大趋势中，我们的教会也是其中的一份子。
We are not the only ones. We are just a small drop in the ocean in the Western world.
但我们不是独一唯一的，我们只是在西方国家的汪洋大海中的一水。
So Pastor Eric worked very hard to write the book, The Only True God.
张西可牧师他很努力地写了这一本书，独一的真神。
This book is thoroughly based on the Bible. There are about 6,000 Bible verses in this book.
这一本书是完全根据圣经的。
Now, the title, The Only True God, comes from the Bible, from John chapter 17, verse 3.
这个书名,独一的真神,是来自约翰福音第十七章第三节。
And in that verse, the Lord Jesus declares that his Father,is the only true God.
在那主耶稣宣布他的父亲是独一的真神。
Here's the cover design for the French translation.
另外这里就是法文翻译的封面。
And then there was a follow-up book called The Only Perfect Man.
另外一本书就是独一的完全人。
I was the second author of this book. Pastor Eric Chang was the main author.
这本书的主要作者是张西和牧师，我是第二作者。
And this has been translated into several languages.
这本书已经翻译成好几种语言。
And it's going to be translated into Russian.
而且很快就要翻译成俄文。
There is a professor in Russia. He has a doctorate. He will be translating this book into the Russian language.
在俄罗斯国有一位大学教授，他要把这本书翻译成俄文。
And all this was through basically the coordination of a pastor in Siberia.
这一切全靠一位在西伯利亚的俄国牧师的帮助。
Now this pastor is a very fervent pastor who preaches the word of God even as far as Kazakhstan.
这位俄国牧师他很热心地传讲神的话语，甚至远至 Kazakhstan.
So Pastor Maxim and I have been corresponding quite a lot.
这位 Maxim 牧师跟我一直有联系。
And our church has sent him some Chinese material that has been passing to the Chinese people in Siberia.
我们也把一些中文的福音的写作也寄给这位牧师，那么他就可以把这些交给当地的中国人。
You know, the Chinese people are very remarkable because you see Chinese people everywhere in the world, even as far away as Siberia.
中国人是真的很了不起哈，即使远到西伯利亚那么远的地方，都可以找到中国人。
But this pastor is not living in some remote, cold, snow area, but in a city of 1 million people called Omsk, the biggest city in Siberia.
这位牧师并不是住在很边远的冰天雪地的地方，他是住在一个叫 Omsk 的城市，大概有100万人口左右的。
And one of the persons that he reached out to was a Chinese man in Siberia.
他就认识了一位中国人。
And he gave the person, this Chinese man, a tract from our church in Chinese.
那么他就把我们教会所印发的传福音的单子就交给这位中国人。
Now, I'm not clear from the English whether that person came to God before or after he had received the tract.
我不大肯定这个中国人是否就是受了那传福音的单子以后才信了神。
But this man, this Chinese man recently died of cancer.
但是最近呢，这个中国人呢，他就因患了癌症而去世了。
And Pastor Maxim was with him right to the end.
Maxim 牧师就一直陪着他到最后一刻。
And then there was someone who contacted me sometime back about translating this book into Spanish.
而不久前，另外有人也跟我联系，他们要把这本书翻译成西班牙文。
He lives in the United States in the state of Pennsylvania.
这个人住在美国的 Pennsylvania 州。
And he says that he would like to translate this book into Spanish.
他说他想把这本书翻译成西班牙文。
He has a doctorate in theology. He's an expert in Hebrew literature and languages. His name is Dr. Franz Peretz.
他有神学博士学位，他有希伯来文博士学位。他的名字是 Franz Peretz。
You know, he says, please come to Pennsylvania and we can start a church together.
他一再邀请我们过去 Pennsylvania 一起开办一个教会。
He says he has a lot of contacts with the Chinese there, so you come and we'll work together.
他说他跟当地的很多中国人都有交往，他说你来，我们就可以开始一个教会。
And the thing is that I had never known him before he contacted me.
最有趣的就是我以前从不认识他，是他主动跟我联系的。
And so there are so many things, and then I'm about to release a book called Theological Metamorphoses.
另外就是我将要印一本书，叫做《神学的蜕变》。
The word metamorphosis means the change from caterpillar to a butterfly.
蜕变这个字是用来描写毛毛虫变成蝴蝶的那个过程。
So the artist of this drawing, he gave me full permission to use it for free.
画这个图画的那位画家，他让我免费使用他的画。
The subtitle of this book is Moving Towards Biblical Monotheism.
这本书的副题就是进向圣经一神论。啊，那个不是很好的翻译啊，因为应该找一个更贴切、更优美的翻译。现在我就说进向圣经一神论啊，将来我会改的，我会翻译这本书，我会改的好听一点的。
但是对来说，你的翻译很清楚。
不是清楚，但不优美。
因为我没有给他时间准备。And there's another book which I'll be releasing soon, the Lord willing, called What is Biblical Monotheism? It's a return to scriptural truth.
另外我将要写的另外一本书就是何谓圣经一神论？副题就是回转到圣经真理。
And it's going to be written in very simple language.
我将会用很简单的文字来写的。
Now, we're releasing new editions of these two books, The Only True God and The Only Perfect Man. They're going to be new editions.
这两本书《独一的真神》和《独一的完全人》这两本书将会有新的版本，要发行了。
It's almost finished. I just have to do one or two, well, some modifications.
也快要完成了，我只要再修改一点点就可以了。
So they're about to be published soon.
这两本书快要完成了，也快要印行了。
So I'd like to give these two books as our parting gift to the church in the care of Pastor Joe.
我要把这两本书送给利物浦教会，就由梁牧师来管理。
So I'll pass these books later on to Pastor Joe, and he has a very, very good understanding of biblical monotheism.
我要把这两本书交给梁牧师，因为他对圣经一神论有很深入的、正确的了解。
And there are some things about biblical monotheism where his understanding is far deeper than mine.
另外，他对圣经一神论的某一些见解呢，就比我深入的多。
Especially in the understanding of the Hebrew and Jewish roots of biblical monotheism.
特别是有关圣经一神论的犹太信仰的根源。
So this is the book I mentioned, Theological Metamorphosis, but I won't pass it to you yet because it's going to undergo some further modifications.
那就是我所说的那一本《神学的蜕变》这本书，但是暂时不可以交给你们，因为我还要做一些修改。
But you can see it's a very small book. So
但是你们可以看到，只是一本小小的书。
Some people like small books.
啊，有一些人喜欢小的书。
I like small books.
我也喜欢小的书。
I get intimidated by big books.
当我看到那么厚的一本书，我就有点害怕了。
Now, in thinking about the future and the proclamation of biblical monotheism, we can also look to the past.
当我们面对未来要宣扬圣经一神论的时候，我们也要回看过去。
You know, Great Britain is notable for many things, but it's also notable for another thing.
英国是有很多很出名的事情，但呢，另外也有一些事情呢，也是很出名的。
And that is, in the past 150 years, a lot of books have come out from British scholars that teach that the Trinity is false.
就是在过去一百多年来，有很多英国的学者，他们都写了很多书，说明三位一体论是错误的。
And some of these scholars come from Cambridge, Oxford, London, and some other universities.
这些学者是来自剑桥、牛津或者伦敦大学啊，还有其他的大学等等。
And you know, you can actually download a lot of these books because they are in the public domain now.
你们可以去下载这些书的。
Here is one book, for example. You can tell it's a notebook.
这里就是其中的一本书，你们可以看得出这一本很旧的书了。
And then there's another one, second book.
另外一本，第二本书。
And then many of them, actually.
其实有很多这些书。
And then here's another one, One God the Father.
另外就是本书，一位神，就是父。
So one God the Father is of course from the Bible, because the Father is the only true God.
当然，一位神就是父，是来自圣经的，因为他是独一的真神。
And here's another one, the doctrine of the Trinity, found neither on scripture nor on reason and common sense. And it's written by Dr. Drummond, D.D., Doctor of Divinity.
是由 Drummond 神学博士所撰写的。
And then here's another one about the doctrine of the Trinity.
另外一本也是关于三位一体论的教义的另外一本书。
And there is an introduction even by a Reverend Spears.
而且导言是由一位牧师写的。
There are actually many, many books like that that have come out from the United Kingdom.
其实从英国有很多这一类的书。
And the Lord willing, maybe some of these books can be republished because some of them are quite good.
如果神是愿意的话，我们可以重新印发这些书，因为这都是很珍贵的。
So they're no longer under copyright, they're in public domain.
因为已经不再受什么版权所控制了。
They may have to be edited into modern English because it's a bit of an old style.
我们可能要把它就是改写为现代的英文，因为很多那些英文是比较古老的英文。
But now, there are many books by other monotheists in the present world today.
但是另外在现今的世界，还有其他很多的一神论者写的书。
For example, there's some books by Sir Anthony Buzzard.
比如说 Anthony Buzzard 爵士所写的书
And he's a real sir
他是真的是一位爵士
I have arranged for example for someone in China to translate two of his books into the Chinese language
我就做出安排在中国找了一个人为 Anthony Buzzard 爵士的两本书翻译成中文
Although his English books are not free the Chinese translations will be free for downloading
虽然他的英文书呢就不是免费的，但是中文翻译呢却是可以免费下载的。
And so Anthony was telling me, he calls me up from time to time. He was so excited about the possibility of proclaiming biblical monotheism to over a billion people.
Anthony Buzzard 爵士常常打电话给我，他一想到可以把一神论向十亿人民来宣扬呢，他就非常兴奋了。
Oh, here's another book. So many books like this.
那又是另外一本书，那还有很多很多这一类的书。
And then you can look back at the famous people who have rejected Trinitarianism.
我们可以回看一些著名的人物，他们也是反对三位一体论的。
I have a degree in physics, and we would know that Sir Isaac Newton is a very revered name in physics.
我有一个物理学的学位，我们都知道牛顿在物理界是有很崇高的地位的。
And together with Einstein, these two are the greatest names in physics.
牛顿和爱因斯坦在物理界是最受人尊敬的两位人物。
But a lot of people don't know that he spends more time studying theology than physics or mathematics.
但是很多人都不知道他花了很多时间来学习神学，比研究物理和数学的时间都要多。
And he rejects the doctrine of the Trinity.
而他拒绝了三位一体论的教义。
So, you know, there's no time to explain all this, but there are many other famous people who reject the doctrine of the Trinity.
我们没有时间来详细的说了，但是呢，很多很有名的、受到敬重的人物，他们都是拒绝三位一体论的。
And then, another thing that we encounter when we publish books is that people contact us.
另外就是当我们印发书籍的时候，就有一些人他们就会主动的来跟我们联系。
Now, I'm not going to read this letter because there are four pages here.
Yeah, 当然我们不可以来看这封信了，因为一共有四页。
Now, here's the letter.
这就是那封信。
Page one. Page two, upside down. Page three, upside down. Oops, I better do it right. Page four, right side up.
你可以看到一共有四页。
Oh, that's a second letter. Yeah.
那是另外的第二封信。
Because most letters come to us by email, but this one came in written form, so I was very touched.
因为大部分人呢都是用电邮来写信给我们，但是偏偏这个人呢，他用手写的，所以就使得我特别感动。
Now, he lives in the United States.
他住在美国。
And he's actually a very old man.
他是一个很年纪很大的人呢。
Please let me introduce myself. I am an 88-year-old man.
让我来先介绍我自己。我是已经88岁的老人了。
Now, we spoke for about 1 hour over the phone.
我们在电话里谈了一个多小时。
And he is so strong and vigorous at the age of 88.
他已经88岁了，但他还是很强壮，很热心。
And then his mind was very clear, so he has no Alzheimer's disease or anything like that.
而他的脑筋非常清晰，他完全没有脑退化的症状。
But I'll try to finish everything before within 5 minutes. Okay. And then he wrote in the words that I learned of Eric Chang from my friend and brother Anthony Buzzard. I obtained Eric's earlier book, The Only True God, and so on, so on. He was being very friendly towards us and speaking very positively.
他就说我是从我的朋友 Anthony Buzzard 那里知道关于张细和，我就买了张细和的书《独一的真神》。
So I'm not going to read all this, but just to tell you that we get a lot of friendly contacts、
yeah. 我当然不可以看完他的整封信了，但是我只想告诉你们，我们有跟那些很友好的朋友联系。
And so here's a beautiful picture of Pastor Olive, well, together with Carl Joseph Kuschel.
这张照片里就是牧师师母和 Carl Joseph.
And he's a very important theologian in the Christian world.
他是在基督教的圈子里一个很重要的神学家。
And has written a lot of important things in regard to biblical monotheism, but I won't go into that today.
他写了很多关于圣经一神论的重要的书籍。
And then I also have been in touch with Dr. William MacDonald.
另外我跟 William MacDonald 博士也有通讯。
He was a professor at the Gordon Seminary in the United States. Now it's called Gordon Conwell.
他是美国的 Gordon 神学院的教授。
He taught Hebrew and Greek seminary.
他在神学院教授希伯来文和希腊文。
Someone brought us together by email, so I've been in touch with Dr. MacDonald.
有另外一个人介绍我们认识。
He has written about 3 books about to be published, I hope, that reject Trinitarianism.
他已经写了三本书，都是拒绝三位一体论的，快要出版了。
But you know, we do not just reject, we want to be positive and talk about the glory of the one true God.
我们不单单只是要拒绝三位一体论，而且更重要的，我们要说到关于一神论的那个荣耀的未来。
So he writes in a way which brings out the glory of God, the one true God.
因为他的写作就带出神的荣耀。
But he's right now, he has cancer that's reached to his bones.
但目前他已经患了骨癌。
And I wrote an email expressing the hope that his books will be published.
我就写信给他，就是对他说，希望他的书可以早日完成，可以印发出来。
He sent me those books by email. I've gone through two of them.
他把他的书都用电邮寄给我，我都看过了他的书。
When we look into the past, the present, and the future,We feel overwhelmed because there's so much to do in regard to the proclamation of the one true God.
当我们回看过去，看现在，然后再看未来，我们都觉得很兴奋，因为实在有很多很多的事情是需要我们去做来宣扬圣经一神论的。
And I can only give the advice that every one of us can see how God will lead us into the truth.
就是我只能向你们提议说，看看神怎样带领我们每一个人走向真理，认识真理。
So we're not just talking about doctrine, we're talking about a way of life.
因为我们所讲的不单单只是教义，而是一种生活的方式。
When we talk about the knowledge of the one true God, we're not just talking about doctrine, we're talking about practical life.
当我们说到认识独一的真神，我们所讲的不但是教义，而是一种生活的方式。
And I pray that every one of you will come to know the living God, the one true God, in a very deep and meaningful way.
我希望这里每一个人都能够很深入的认识独一的真神。
Now, with time running out, I just want to make one more statement.
时间也很紧了，我只想再说另外一点。
Now, before we depart for Montreal, this is our last weekend here, I'd like to ask God, I pray to God that every one of you will experience the leading in a very specific way, God's leading specifically.
就是在我们离开这里回去蒙特利尔之前，我希望你们这里每一个人都能够经历到神的带领。
That you will come to know, if you are in the body of Christ, that you will come to know God's role for you in the church.
如果你是在基督的身体里面，我希望你能够明白在教会里你的职分是什么。
For those who are in Christ, God has given a spiritual gift to serve the church.
因为对于那些在基督里面的人，神就赐给他们有一个特别的恩赐来服侍。
So I see that there is so much to hope for in the future.
我就看到未来是有那么多的盼望。
And all this is in parallel, in conjunction with the proclamation of the one true God.
而这些都是与宣扬独一的真神是有关的。
So those are my lasting thoughts deep in my heart before we return to Canada.
那就是我在回去加拿大之前，我在我心里的一个很深的想法。
And I look at all of you and I see a lot of spiritual potential.
当我看你们，我就觉得你们当中有很多，有很大的属灵的潜力。
And may God help every one of us to move on to a new phase in our Christian lives.
但愿神带领帮助我们每一个人在我们基督徒生命中走向一个新的方向。
Okay, so I don't want to take too long, so I'll stop here. Okay, so we can pray together. 一起祷告, okay.